This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1942. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 7th, Anguilla, Australia, Loganville, Brazil, Cambodia, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Japan, Mozambique, New Zealand, Nigeria, Romania, Russia, Somalia, South Sudan, Taiwan, USA, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, in the medium wave circle, John Williams in Hempstead, UK, says the Caribbean Beacon has reactivated its medium wave frequency in Anguilla, 1610 kilohertz heard with religion, at 03 UT, August 4th. But we wonder if it will be on the air more than 2 days a week, like the shortwave frequencies from Anguilla, Sundays and Mondays only local time, 6090 and 11775. Anyhow, the only two North American stations on 1610 in Toronto and Montreal will now have some competition. Ron Hart in California reports that Aussie Radio OZY in New South Wales has finally reactivated on 4835. It had been silent since about July 4th, but heard again on August 3rd, between 0920 and 1009 UT, mostly pop songs, some newscasts for a few minutes at 928 and 1002, and at 1008 he heard the clear, unmistakable signature theme music of Waltzing Matilda, which of course used to belong to Radio Australia. But this reactivated on 4835 means all India Radio Sikkim is no longer possible to be heard. But Ron says it's great to have Craig's station on the air again. And Ron says he wrote to operator Craig Allen of Aussie Radio to congratulate him for getting his station back on the air, and he replied, "Thanks, Ron. Nice to know I have one listener." Further checks of 4835. On August 5th, Ron Howard says the frequency was covered by over-the-horizon radar after 1040 UT. There was some humming and buzzing sounds, also noted by Mauno Ritola in Finland of the WRTH-FB. They decided that some of the buzzing could have been coming from the Sikkim transmitter, which has done that before, but there was, in addition, some other interference. On August 4th, Ron was hearing Waltzing Matilda at 1206 UT on 4835. August 7th, another day he was able to hear it at 1006. But there was CODAR interference. Meanwhile, Ron is also hearing the other low-power Australian, 4KZ in Queensland on 5055. On July 31st, it cut off the air at 52 seconds past 1148. Apparently controlled by a timer, which is changing a few seconds every day. And he also reports hearing it on August 5th after 09:45 with pop songs including Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Another private shortwave station in Australia, Unique Radio, was operable on 3210 for a while, but not for quite some time. Instead, Tim Gaynor is buying time on WINB in Pennsylvania. At least he thinks he is, but they were unable to fulfill the expected transmission Saturday, August 4th at 1100 on 9265, as checked by Richard Langley in New Brunswick, and Tim Gaynor told Bruce Churchill that the program did not air. They may be having transmitter problems. More about that later. And there's continuing contention over deleting Radio Australia from shortwave. John Filiozzi refers us to two articles in The Guardian of Australia. Links to them in DX Listening Digest, of course. One titled Unprecedented Hostility, Murdoch, the Government, and the ABC Under Attack. And another story sent on by Mike Cooper. His headline, International Broadcasting, Not So Simple as ABC. It came from the LOWYInstitute.org. Barry Hartley in New Zealand sends a story from Radio NZ, which he doesn't quite understand because it's titled, "There are plans in Papua New Guinea to restore shortwave radio services in Bougainville." But as we all know, there is a shortwave service in Bougainville on 3325, such as it is. And more evidence that Radio Australia is being missed, no longer being on shortwave. Artie Bigley sends a number of stories, including from ABC, titled "Vanuatu has appealed to Australia to restore shortwave radio services to the Pacific region after they were switched off by ABC in 2017, saying the service saves lives. Daniel Williams in Brazil forwards to Hardcore DX a story from Brazil that Radio Globo and CBN will be discontinuing their AM broadcasts from Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, and Belo Horizonte. It's all rather indefinite as to when this may happen, but the stations are touting the superior quality of FM over AM. These are some major high-power stations, which will open up some frequencies in Brazil for DXers there to hear something else, but bad news for those of us who would like to hear them overseas. Radio Globo on 1220, 1100, and 1150, and CBN on 860 and 780, according to Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club. On August 1st, Daniel Williams also reported that Rádio Difusora do Amazonas, FM, has reactivated its tropical band frequency, 4805. And he wrote to the station urging them to keep turning it on. He was hearing it, for example, at 2118 UT on August 1st. And they replied, "Don't worry, we'll stay on the air whenever possible. We were off for a few days because of a defect in one of our backup equipments." Via Hans-Jörg Biener, a press release from BBG, August 2nd, says independent news blocked in Cambodia ahead of elections. On July 27th, 2 days before the general election, the Cambodian government blocked the Khmer websites of Voice of America and Radio Free Asia. This blatant disregard for human rights and democratic values is not going unnoticed by the international community. VOA and RFA provided unparalleled Khmer language election reporting and made it available on shortwave radio and social media. Our journalists have been threatened, jailed, and forced to leave the country. However, we will not stop in our efforts to inform and engage Cambodians through objective and uncensored news and information. Moving on to China, Mike Cooper forwards an AFP story, August 3rd via France 24, that a vocal critic of China's government has disappeared without a trace after security forces strong-armed their way into his home in the middle of a phone interview with Voice of America Television. His name is Sun Wenguang. "Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba," has detailed in my almost daily monitoring reports. Here's one item which may be an improvement, even though it's unscheduled. 15140 has been on the air before 18 UT when it has been starting foreign languages services, making a second frequency for Spanish in addition to 11760 after 15 UT. I'm still not sure exactly when it comes on, but I did hear it August 4th already at 1550, and I hope it's not before 1500 when Oman should be finished with its nominal English hour. More monitoring reports of the faulty transmitter at Issoudun, France, which distorts the modulation at best and imposes a strong hum buzz sound at worst, making the modulation inaudible. Thing is, the same frequency will not necessarily display this defect from one day to the next. They seem to be switching it around among their various services, which implies they might be aware of it, but they're not doing anything about it. Jorge Freitas in Brazil heard 5950 August 1st at 2003 with this problem. Noel Green in England reports on August 2nd at 0645, 13695 was the faulty transmitter, which he says was more of a background whistle than a buzz. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on August 5th there was hum buzz from 06 UT on 11910 for Dandalkura Radio International, the target broadcast to the Lake Chad region. August 6th at 05:52, I found Radio France International itself in French on 9790 with that big hum buzz. But 7220 with Dandalkura at the same time was in the clear on this occasion. Ivo Ivanov reports Radio Taiwan International via the damaged transmitter in France, August 5th at 19:20, buzzing audio on 13835. Here's a station on the 19 MHz band, but only because it's a second harmonic, heard by Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria. It's BVB, Bible Voice Broadcasting, from now in Germany, in English, at 19100 kHz. July 8th at 0445, 2x9550. With the demise of WLO, there are fewer and fewer CW markers to be heard on the marine bands. In fact, I can tune across an entire band and not hear a single one of them. But here's one I did hear, August 2nd at 0102 on 8424, a dash and the simple ID DESVO over and over, which means it's Olympia Radio in Athens, Greece. In DX India, Alokesh Gupta says All India Radio Bangalore has recommissioned its 500 kilowatt DRM shortwave transmitter from August 3rd. DRM transmissions had been off since February 27th, 2017, as the main tube failed. So that's a sesquiyear with no DRM. The tentative schedule now is on 7550. To Europe at 1820 to 2230 UT, and to Japan at 2245 to midnight 45. He says at 1840 UT, August 4th, they had two programs in DRM, GOS number 4 in English and Vivid Bharati. Alan Rowe in England was trying to hear this on August 6th, 7550 from 1830 UT, but it was way too weak to decode. It improved little by little, it seems, as the evening wore on. And he says by 2200 UT, there were frequent dropouts, but he was receiving the DRM as it was improving. Channel 1 with extremely low audio, almost inaudible, but good audio on Channel 2, which had the classical music from the Ragam service, announcements and ID in English and Hindi, even though it was supposedly Vivid Bharati, as the transmitted DRM info was claiming. But it seems that any kind of shortwave radio from All India Radio is endangered. Joe's Jacob forwards a story, August 6th, from the Hindustan Times of New Delhi. INB Ministry and MEA at odds over All India Radio External Service. The External Services Division of All India Radio is caught in a turf war between the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, which runs it, and the Ministry of External Affairs, which is expected to fund it. MIB wants the service to continue and even expand. MEA has been suggesting shutting down the programs, pointing out the service offered through shortwave has outlived its utility and does not attract listeners abroad. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1942. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. No thanks this week for financial support, as no new contributions have been received via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. By the way, my mention of DX Listening Digest led one listener to request a copy of it in the mail. Unfortunately, it's available only online, not in print, unless you go to a library. If you don't have a computer, you can print it out yourself. It's freely accessible on the Internet. The big DX news this week is the unexpected reactivation of another Radio Republik Indonesia regional station. There had been only one left, of course, Palangkaraya on 3325, but it's Nabire on the north coast of Papua Province, which has come back, first reported by Daniel Williams in Brazil on Hardcore DX, who found someone on YouTube had logged it and posted a clip. The frequency was exactly 7289.92, which very closely matches the last exact frequency measure of it, which was 2 years ago. It was last reported the end of July 2016. Being on the 7 megahertz band, it's considered a daytime frequency. That station also had a night frequency, 6125, but it had been off the air for several years before that. So the nominal schedule is until 0830 UT, according to the WRTH, if it were active. Ron Howard was hearing it 2 years ago, and of course he is now hearing it again almost every day since August 2nd. But the actual time they turn off the transmitter varies widely. It ran until 10:26 on that day with a decent signal. He posted details of the programming content. He says there are probably two good reasons why this has been reactivated now. August 17th is Independence Day in Indonesia. And from August 18th to September 2nd, Jakarta and Palembang will host the 18th Asian Games, major sporting events, and there may be other reactivations this month. On August 3rd, it went off at 0910 during recitations of the Quran. On August 4th, off around 0940, he says it seems weekdays they are on the air longer for about an hour than on weekends. But on August 7th, Ron says he started checking at 0813 and heard nothing, so they were clearly off the air. Did they sign off early or were they not on the air at all that day? Anyhow, it's 7289.92 for RRI in Nabire, Indonesia. And here's an unusual station reported by Ron Howard, although he says it was being heard back in 2014. It's on 8785 USB. Itoman Marine Radio, ITOMAN in Okinawa, Japan, August 5th at 10 UT, a good signal in Japanese, presumably giving hull information of each Okinawan fishery ship. It was well heard, more or less, on a daily basis. Fishery Radio Communications Center of Okinawa Prefecture is running the station. In his listening post column in communication of the British DX Club, Alan Rose says, I often tune NHK Radio Japan's Japanese service between 18 and 19 UT during a relay of their overnight service called Late Night Radio or Radio Deep Night Flight, depending on translation. It's from 14:15 until 20 UT. And between 18:10 and 18:58, there's usually music themed in some way each day, but the themes are very varied. On 16 July at 18:30 on 11945 via France, half an hour of what sounded like 1930s or 1950s music, perhaps from a featured artist. You never know what's going to be featured in this slot. Previously heard programs dedicated to the Beatles and David Bowie. It's at 18 to 19 UT, also on 13720 direct from Japan, and 15445 via Germany. Graham Bell in South Africa tells us about the medium wave output from Mozambique. It's in pretty good shape. The following frequencies were active all with regional transmitters. 765, 810, 873, 963, 1008, 1026, 1179, 1206, and 1260. He says that they are all excellent identifiers around the top of the hour with Mbira, indigenous xylophone, and ID with the provincial name, such as Emissora Provincial de Sofala. Language is a mixture of ethnic and Portuguese. WRTH lists these at 50 kilowatts, and it's quite possible that is still correct. But he says one station I could not get was Pemba on 1224, blocked by a big Iranian signal in the evenings, and not heard either in the early mornings. However, coincidentally, there is a report from a top medium wave DXer on Cape Cod, Roy Barstow, in the National Radio Club, who had picked up some of these Mozambique stations. This was July 14th from a parking lot at a local beach around midnight to 01 UT with an antenna aimed 120 degrees. He heard Zambezia on 1179, Inyumbana on 1206, something on 1026 as well, and he did have a signal on 1224. Jorge Freitas in Brazil was surprised to hear French on 13840, August 6th at 2140, when you would expect to be hearing Radio New Zealand International in English. But Jean-Michel Aubier in France points out that Radio New Zealand does in fact have a weekly news bulletin in French every Monday at 2140 to 2147. More about Nigeria's resumed DRM service on 15120 we mentioned last week from Ken Zicke in the Michigan ARE tip sheet. He heard it July 28th from 1915 until off at 1930 and has these comments. A signal-to-noise ratio of 12 to 15 dB and decoding perfectly despite a data rate of only 9.1 kbps, 16 QAM mono. Far less than, for example, Romania, which tries to squeeze in 21 kbps and 64 QAM in the same 10 kHz, or the BBC of 17 kbps and more of journaling data. The bottom line, he says about Nigeria, this bit rate still sounds pretty darn good, but it actually decodes. And after all, isn't that the whole idea? Alexander Busniag in Germany reports that one of the transmitters of Radio Romania International at Ciganești is off the air due to technical issues and provides a schedule of all the missing transmissions. Fortunately, most of their broadcasts are on two or even four frequencies at once, so we can still hear them. And a few of the transmissions have been moved to their other transmitter site, Softitsa, with lower power. But this has caused a great deal of confusion and discussion, since Softitsa had been used by IRRS from Ireland or Italy, causing some changes in their schedule or possible transmitter site. It's all very complex, but you can read all the discussion about it in DX Listening Digest number 18-32 when published via worldofradio.com. RustyX includes this schedule for the Volmet, or Weather Aviation Station, in Novosibirsk. Its broadcasting time is minutes 10 to 14 and 40 to 44 after each hour. The frequencies, 2869 USB at night, 6693 AM, and 8888 USB around the clock, and 11318 USB in the daytime. It transmits information in Russian about the current weather at the airports of Siberia and Central Asia. In communication of the British DX Club, Tony Rogers, using a remote receiver in Qatar, reports on what was believed to be Warsan radio in Somalia on 7750 USB. Sunday, July 29th at 1440 relaying BBC's Somali service parallel to 12095, 15420 and 17745, and continuing presumably with its own programs after 1500. There may also be BBC Somali relay at 18 to 1830. In KuberDX, Alakesh Gupta quotes Hiroshi in Japan that iRadio Sudan, EYE, has reactivated after 8 months, as of August 1st. That's the service from and for South Sudan. It originates in Juba, but they left shortwave, now having resumed it, presumably for wider coverage of the country in addition to whatever they have on FM. The schedule is Monday to Friday only at 04 to 05 via Madagascar on 11620, which I have heard, and it's partly in English. Also at 15 to 16 UT weekdays at 15410 via France. I've also heard that via the remote in Holland. Ron Howard in California reports Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, on 9410 USB plus carrier. It's irregularly on the air, but active more than usual. Heard both July 30th and 31st, August 5th and 6th. Cutting off at 1245 or 13 UT, and also audible as early as 0940. Their other frequency is unheard 9774. Here's another rare CW station I ran across on 13508, August 1st at 1913, a slow message repeating and identifying as AAM, which is at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. Mike Cooper in Georgia says, Voice of America seems to have largely abdicated responsibility for original reporting in hourly newscasts, though there's now a new nondescript news sounder, whoopee. The lead story on the 16 UT broadcast, August 6th, was a verbatim news copy from Reuters, followed by audio from Reuters TV. After this, three different AP audio reports on different topics. The amount of time devoted to these Reuters and AP reports far outweighed the minimal amount of news copy read by the news anchor. It's hard to see how heavy reliance on audio reports from third-party news services, which have multiple worldwide news outlets as their clients, satisfies the requirement in VOA's charter that VOA will serve as a consistently reliable and authoritative source of news. By regurgitating news airing on many other TV and radio outlets, VOA is no longer a source of news. The last vestiges of original VOA reporting can be found in the half-hour news programs to Africa and Asia and an international edition, but even these contain their share of useless fluff. How can VOA justify itself as distinguishable from commercial outlets if it is going to use the same material they air, says Mike Cooper. It seems that the WRMI use of 11580 Saturdays only between 21-23 UT is over. They did say it was temporary. It had been containing VORW during the second hour, but nothing on the air August 4th. As John said, he had dropped his VORW repeats on weekends, but yet he was still there after 2200 on other WRMI frequencies, 9395 and 7780. My favorite program on WTWW, Theater Organ in the Ozarks, was replaced by Rock Music DJ, UT Sunday, August 5th, after 0100 on 5085. But their website says it's been rescheduled a sesquihour earlier, Theater Organ, Saturday at 2330 on 5085. And maybe also 15809.9. Richard Langley quotes a tweet from WINB, July 30th. Bad news, our DRM transmitter went down this morning. We had to order a part. Sadly, we will have to reschedule the IBC test for August 1st and maybe some others. We'll let you know when we are back up. That's 15670. Due to the elections in Zimbabwe, VOA Studio 7 expanded its transmissions, at least for a couple of days starting August 1st, but maybe they've continued it as the election has had quite an aftermath. Mauno Ritola on WRTHFB via Alan Pennington in the British TX Club says the additional transmissions were 12 to 15 UT via Saint-Thomas on 15295 and 17820. Some of that in English. The first hour in English, it seems. In fact, it was still being reported August 5th by Georgi Freitas in Brazil, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, and Jari Savolainen in Finland. The propagation outlet from Boulder, G1 minor storm level, August 20th, with ANK speaking at 20 and 5. Solar flux only 69 or 70 for the rest of August. And that's World of Radio, 1942. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.